First, I'd like to give the shiur, the chumash shiur today, in one pasuk. Focus on one pasuk in Parshas Vayishlach, which is a very interesting pasuk. Maybe part of it is famous, and part of it is less famous, and we'll try to see what we can learn from it. The pasuk says, Vayavo Yaakov Sholem Irshchem Asher Be'eretz Kanaan Barom Mipadan Aram Vayichal Es Pnei Ha'ir. That means that Yaakov finally comes home, comes back to the land of Israel, because he was in Beis Lavan all those years, right, working for Lavan. He was in Chutz La'aretz, and he finally comes home, back to Eretz Yisrael. And it says he was Sholem, and the famous Rashi, Sholem Begufo, that he was healed from his being lame, Sholem B'Mamono, financially he was Sholem, and Sholem B'Taroso, that he didn't forget his learning. The Arachayim HaKadosh in the bottom says, top of the second column, Yodia Kosu Kimasha Chosev Binechosev Yaakov Avinu B'mincha Shanosu Le'esav Hishlim Hashem Chasron. In other words, Yaakov had to give Esav all these presents, you know, to appease him, you know, Doron Tefillin Milchama. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that he was able to replenish his monetary loss, and that's what it means, Sholem. But the part of the pasuk that I want to focus on today is the last part of the pasuk, Vayichan es pnei ha'ir, which means he settled es pnei ha'ir. Now, what does that mean? What does it mean, settling es pnei ha'ir? I'd like to focus on that. And then it says, right after that, that he bought a chelkas sada. Vayikin es chelkas sada shanoto malo miyad b'nei chomor v'mei ksita. And he bought some land. So what does that mean? So the Eben Ezra is the Toras Chaim Chumash. Chelkas sada chelek basada. What does it have to say that he bought? Hiskia zeh kosel odia ki mala gdola yesh le'eretz Yisrael. Mishu yesh lo bo chelek choshev hu ki chelek olam haba. This is a good, if you have to speak at some like Mizrahi convention, this is like a good thing to quote. That in other words, like, what does it have to say that he bought a land? In other words, Yaakov Avinu was interested in buying land in Eretz Yisrael. That stam should be an important Musar Haskel. You know, it's hard for us to say, but a person wants to settle down, and so it's always a consideration of living in Eretz Yisrael, living in Chutz La'aretz, and you see the mila of buying, you know, being settled in Eretz Yisrael as a mila. Even if hopefully some of us will do it, even those that don't should realize, you know, that that's a mile of, you know, buying. The Shalom has a piece where he writes that the people who buy fancy homes in Chutz La'aretz are having a sort of a Yeish Min HaGeula, the Hesach Hadas from Geula, because the key place to buy Vayikain is. And that's what it means. When he came back from Chutz La'aretz, he immediately purchased land in Eretz Yisrael. And the Radak, and it's interesting, my friend Rabbi Dr. Mordechai Cohen, who teaches here, who's a Tanakh in the college, once pointed out that a lot of the Ramban's Perush is based on the Radak. Usually the Radak, we think he's a Navi man. Yeah, you know, And most of the Mikros Gedolos don't have Radak. That's why I got had to get the Torah Chaim, which has the Radak al HaTorah. And you'll see, the Radak writes that, take a look as Pnei Ha'ir in the middle, Lefnei Ha'ir. So what does Pnei Ha'ir mean? You know what it means, Pnei Ha'ir? What does that mean, Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir? It means he chose to live in the suburbs. Instead of living in Manhattan, he lived in the island. Lives in West Hempstead or something like that. In other words, that's what the Pnei Ha'ir means. Pnei Ha'ir means you don't live in the city itself. He wanted to live in suburbia. That's Pnei Ha'ir. So why did he want to live in suburbia? So the Radak says, Ulai Haisa Ha'ir Ktana. In other words, if you have, a lot of cattle, you can't live in the city. It's too congested to live in the city. You live out in the suburbs where there's a lot of space. And that's what Yaakov wanted to live in the suburbs, because there was a lot of space. And then the Radak quotes Chazal, Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir nichnas im dumdulei chama. That Pnei Ha'ir means that he wasn't able to get to the city on Friday. It was one of these early Shabbases, and he was so he had to make an Erev Tchumen so he'd be able to get to the city. So he's only a Pnei Ha'ir. He's only able to get to the outskirts of the city. That's the Drushes Chazal. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra doesn't mean that he was late on Friday afternoon. That's the Drushes Chazal. He was late on Friday afternoon, and he made an Erev Tchumen, so he'd able to get to his destination, because he was still too far, from 2,000 Amos away, so he needed to make an Erev Tchumen. But the Pashat Pshat, the Radak says, is that he bought a home in suburbia. But he was waiting, to get his home in Eretz Yisrael, suburbia in Eretz Yisrael. And the reason why he did it is because he, had all this cattle and stuff like that, and it would be too congested. That's what the Radak says. So if you look in the... So the Ramban on page 3, Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir, on the left side, Lo rotzo lios achsenoi be'ir. In other words, he had a choice. He could either rent in the city or buy in suburbia. So he didn't want to rent in the city. He wanted, when he's coming back to Eretz Yisrael, he wants to live in his own quarters. Mitok shalom. And then he quotes the Chazal of Nichtachsim Dudu Mechama, and then he quotes Eben Ezra that Maila Gedola to have a chelik in Eretz Yisrael, that you actually bought something in Eretz Yisrael. And the Netziv on page 4 also writes this idea of the Ramban in the second arrow. Fear pshat lo nichnas lador be'ir, elachona b'chutz le'ir, v'nikna p'rei ha'ir. He says a different, who can be doso shal Yaakov li'os bodad, v'lo m'uravim umos ha'olam. He wants to say that that Yaakov wanted to be a little bit away from the regular community. Not like the Radak says because of the cattle. Just tam, he didn't want to be with the goyim that were there, and therefore that's where he chose to live. the Chidah, you'll take a look on page 5, has Pshatim. Chazal, in the Medrash, say something else. Vayichan Esayir. Chazal in the Medrash, page 6, say the Vayichan is Pnei Ha'ir. Chanan es haponim shebeir. What does that mean? Mishalech lehem doronos. He said Pnei Ha'ir doesn't mean he lived in suburbia, Chazal say. The Pnei Ha'ir are the chashuvim in the ear. Because he was coming in, so you know, he was still afraid from Esav. So the Pnei Ha'ir means the chash of a people in the ear. Vayichan means he gave them some money. He gave them grace. I mean, he gave them gifts that they should protect him. Dover acher, Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir Hizkiel Mamid Hatlisin Umocher Bezol. He opened up a butcher's shop. He gave cheap prices to the people who lived in the city. And that's what it means, Vayichan es Ha'ir. The Medrash uses the Lashon, as Rav Moshe Shapiro pointed out to me, Vayichan from Lashon Chain. Either it means he tried to ingratiate himself to the rich people so they'll protect him, or he tried to ingratiate himself to the people of the community by opening up a butcher shop and charging less for the rest of the people. And then we have the famous Chazal that we saw quoted on page before, now in the Medrash Rab on page 8, V'yichanas p'ne'ir nichnas b'erv Shabbos im dumdum e'chama mi'bod yom v'kovat chumim mi'bod yom. Hadash amrit sheshomer Yaakov is a Shabbos kodem shenitan. V'yichanas ha'ir means he had a camp outside the ear, because it was getting too close to Shabbos, so he had to stop, you know, Kona Shvisa, make an Erev, and then he could go further. Then the Gemara in Shabbos tells us something else. It's unbelievable how much we have in Chazal about this pasuk. Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir, and Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis on page 10 on the bottom, right corner. Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir Amara Matbeya Tikin Lehem. He minted coins for them. Shmuel Amar Shvakim Tikin Lehem. He paved the streets for them. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Merchatzos Tikin Lehem. He made bathhouses for them. Wow, he's Yaakov's going into the construction business. The Yismach Moshe on page 11 explains what do these things mean, that he made coins for them or streets for them, lechatzos. He says, so what does it mean he made coins for them? Bottom line, Haynu matbeah tikeh lehem ratzol omar shetikeh lehem matbeah sheyeh tahara b'li gezel. Whereas the Yismach Moshe says it doesn't mean physically. It means he taught them how to be honest monetarily. It doesn't mean he minted coins. Well, Yaakov Avinu was a coin minter. No, it means he taught them how to deal with money, to be honest with money. And not to be over Hasagas Gavul. Shmuel says he made streets for them. And that means that, because Chazal say in Masech Shabbos that the streets were the hangout where the prostitutes, where the zonos used to hang out. So he tried to rectify that problem. So it's, and Rabbi Yochanan says he made a bathhouse, and that was the that was some type of avodah zara or gilar yayas that used to take place there. So what the Yismach Moshe is saying is not necessarily physically he made these things, but whatever avera is associated and with that thing, that was what he tried to teach the people, to be honest with the coins, the shvakim, the street should be clean, they shouldn't have the zonos, the beis hamerchatz shouldn't have the arayas, etc. And that's what he was masakim. Oh, then Rabosai, there's a famous Meshach Chochma. All I'm saying here is to lead up to the Shem Yishmuel. That's really what I came here today for. This was with the Shem Yishmuel. But we can't just do a Shem Yishmuel, so I wanted to tell you what all the other Mepharshim say. And then, what I really wanted to focus on was the Shem Yishmuel, which we'll get to in a second. But how could I not quote a Meshach Chochma? Right? The famous Meshach Chochma on the... about Yaakov Avinu made an Erev Truman. And he says that... see, Abraham made an... He says, we know that Abraham made an Erev Tavshilin. So in the third, on page 14, the third column, he discusses that Abraham and Yaakov had a different... approach. That Avram's approach was to go out and bekarev and do different things and get gerim, because Avram saw that his own family wasn't complete. He has a Yishmael coming out of him, so therefore he felt that his avoda can't be internal in his own family, but he has to bring all the people from outside. And that's what it means. What he says later, that he was kiyem erev tavshilin, is a lashon melitza. Doesn't mean, what do we mean erev tavshilin? There was an erev tavshilin then, in the time of when he took an egg and a matzah for erev tavshilin. That's what it means. No, it means he brought people together. He was ma'arev. He brought different people together. Whereas Yaakov, he saw that his family was complete. Mitoso shleima. He had 12 righteous sons. So his component was to bechazek the infrastructure of the family, and that memela would be mashbia. And he wasn't looking to... So he made a tchum, meaning... Tchum means that this is the defined locale, and we don't need to bring gerimim from outside. And so not necessarily literally of tchumin and tavshilin, but it represents the different avodas. The avoda of Avraham Avinu and the avoda of Yaakov. Oh, but what I want to... focus on is what the Shem Yishmuel says, and that's on page 16. He says, like Moshe Shapiro pointed out to me, that we see already in Chazal that, well, how did Chazal in the Medrash learn Vayichan? Not the camp, but from Lashon Chen, graciousness. Once he paid the people off, he tried to find favor in that. See, so he says a beautiful idea. Let me show you the key lines to focus on. He says like this. Say, look on the second column, the second line. Kei nami haya b'Yakov Avinu lo v'shalom. Yaakov Avinu, his whole life, he was in Avram's house, he was in Yitzchak's house, Yoshev Olim, you know, full-time Kolel. V'lo yoda dover zulas ha-kedusha. And he didn't know anything in his life other than Kedusha.
V'chei mimalas eretz hakadosha, lo higish basher lo razulosa.
And he was always in Eretz Yisrael his whole life.
Always in Kedusha.
Sometimes, which is, L'chor is good, always in Kedusha. But sometimes, if you're always in something great, you don't really sometimes appreciate what you have. When it's right there, and you have it, sometimes you don't appreciate that you have it. So, what happened now was, he has to leave all the Kedusha. He left Eretz Yisrael. He goes to Lavan's house. Okay, Haishal Golos Leves Lavan, Lo To'elas Nami Be'inyan Azeh, Lo Man Yakeres Masikas Ha'or Mitoch HaChoshech. He says now he's going to really appreciate what he has. Because once he doesn't have it, he's in Beis Lavan, and he sees what Choshech really is. Till now, he thought that was the norm. He was always in Kedusha. You don't appreciate when you have it. And then he leaves the Kedusha. But now what happens? He comes back. So what does it mean, Vayichan? It means, Hainu, in the middle of the next paragraph, Shemotza Chein Be'enov. It means that now he got a new appreciation of what Eretz Yisrael is. Vayichan means that Eretz Yisrael found favor in his eyes in a new way that he never had before. Because till now, that was the norm. That's what life is. I'm in Kedusha the whole time. I don't know anything else. So sometimes you don't really appreciate what it is until you don't have it. You don't have it. And when you don't have it, and then you get it back, you get a new appreciation. And that's what it means, Vayichan Nesair. He was Eretz Yisrael, he left, now he comes back. He has a special chein now. Because now he can look at it in a different way. He can understand, appreciate it better, because he knows what it is not to have it. He knows what it is to be in a base loving where you don't have it. And now he comes back, and he sees, oh, this is what I have. Now, Vayichan HaSeir means he had a Nesias Chein for Eretz Yisrael in a greater way than he had before. And I think this is very important in everyone's life. Because in everyone's life, we have certain things where we take for granted. You know, you have a family, you have parents, you know, and sometimes we say that's the norm. That's the norm, to have parents, to have a family. And then if chas v'sholom, somebody's not well or something like that. And once, you know, you know, if you have everything always at the same plateau, sometimes you could be a little taking things for granted and not really appreciating what you have. And then what happens? If chas v'sholom, something goes wrong, then you say, I should have appreciated more. So that's a big yisod, that don't take things for granted. And he writes here in the bottom that that's the whole idea of golus. Why do we get golus for? What's the whole idea of golus? That's exactly, what is it, stama punishment? So he quotes here, the whole concept of golus is that we were in Eretz Yisrael and we were not appreciating it properly. So the point of going to Golus is to lose it, so you'll get an appreciation again, and then you can go back. And then you can go back. And that's a big yisod. Everything in life, you could walk. You know, I remember when there was a period of time a couple of years ago, I couldn't walk. So I never thought to appreciate what it means just stop to walk. To walk, you know, and then for a couple of months you can't walk. And you say, you know, walking, that's such a, you know, just to go from here to here, we take it for granted. But then when we lose it, we get it back. You appreciate it again. I remember when Rav Moshe Bichzatzal had a stroke, and then he got somewhat better. He said he never said the brachas that we say in the morning of the, you know, mechi mitzadei gover, zokif kefufim, all these things. Of course, it's normal. You get out of bed. You zokif kefufim. You put on your shoes. And then when one day chas v'sholem, a person doesn't have it, then he says, oh, you know, let me appreciate, you know, what I have. And the so it is, if Hashem sees you appreciate it enough, he won't have to test you and take it away and then see because you appreciate it. And that's something we always have to, you know, think about. You know, appreciate, you know, family members. You know, some people don't get along so well with siblings, you know, or parents. You know, you have to appreciate what it is. And then, because sometimes when you don't have it, then you say, oh, I wish I could have it again. But why weren't you appreciative from before? Because before it was, you took it for granted. You took it for granted. Sometimes in dating, that's how it happens. Sometimes people break up. And then, you know, I've seen this with friends of mine. They've broken up with someone and then they feel they can't live without the person. And then they go back because they say, hey, I was so stupid for breaking up. And sometimes you break up and you see that Taka, it wasn't for you because you really don't miss them. And you really, you know, and when you were involved in the situation, you couldn't see it clearly. And now you stepped aside and you see how it was totally wrong. On the other hand, sometimes a person breaks up and he sees that, hey, you know, like what a stupid thing that I did. And now when you come back, it's like Yaakov Avinu coming back. And now you have greater appreciation. Vayichan. Now you have the Nesias Chein. Because you know what it was to be together and you know what it was not to be together. And then you kick yourself and say, why'd I do that? So that's the same idea. Sometimes it's Mavara that you were right. Sometimes Taki, you were right and you couldn't see it while you were involved. And that was a good thing to break up and that should remain that way. But sometimes it's the other way. And that's the feeling inside of you tells you, you know, how do I really feel? Do I really miss this person or not? I don't miss this person. How does the other person feel about me? Etc. And that's this idea of Vayichan. That when you have it, sometimes you don't see things clearly. You take it for granted. It's once Yaakov steps back, he doesn't have it anymore. He's in Golus with Lavan. Now he has a new tshuka for Eretz Yisrael. Then when he comes back, oh, Vayichanes Pnei Ha'ir. Vayichanes Pnei Ha'ir. He has a tremendous tshuka for Eretz Yisrael. The Shemi Shmuel says it also in Parshas Lech Lecha. You can see he says the same notion. And I thought Rabosai, and Moshe Shapir pointed out the Ramban Al Torah explains in page 20. He says that why was Adam created? All the other species were created already, male, female, with their mate. And Adam had to be created singular, and the mate came later. Why was that? So he says, Hanochen be'enai ki lo hayoch hachevitz lefonav lakachet salo bimeno ad sheyeda Adam shein benivraim ezelo. Yishave yishelem ezel kemosom. Because if he would be born right away with his mate, he wouldn't appreciate it. He wouldn't know what it is not to have a mate. So therefore, he has to first see what it is not to have a mate, and then to have a cheshek for it. And he sees everyone else has it, and now he develops a desire for it. But if he would have it right away, he wouldn't have that proper tshuka for it. Oh, so Bosai, I think that this idea is the secret of Chanukah. And I'll explain to you why. Chanukah is the most peculiar yontif. What's so peculiar about it? I'll tell you what's so peculiar about it. It's we have a mitzvah of Neiris Chanukah. What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to light one candle. Every day to light one candle. That's the mitzvah. One candle the first day, one candle the second day, one candle. Mitzvah Chanukah Ner Ishu Beiso. That's what the Gemara says. I don't know one person in the Jewish community, no matter what level of observance they do, that just lights one candle every day. I don't know anybody. Mahadrin, we go in the, you know, ascent, first day, second day, third day. And this is the question that everyone asks. Why all of a sudden when Hanukkah, everyone does Mahadrin. Everyone does Mahadrin. I don't know anyone who the whole holiday just lights one candle. I still yet to meet that person. I don't know. I don't know anyone. What's the idea? So you know why? I'll tell you exactly what it is. It's this idea of the Shem Yishmuel Vayichan Espnei Ha'ir. Let me explain to you. What was Hanukkah? Hanukkah, we had the Beis HaMikdash. But says the famous Bach, the world famous Bach on the last page. Second arrow. And he explains why there's a mitzvah of Suda on Purim and not on Hanukkah. Hanukkah, second arrow. Iker Hagzeira Haisa al Shehisraslu Ba'avoda. That when we were involved in the Beis HaMikdash, we were laissez faire. We didn't really do it with Islavus. So therefore, we lost it. And therefore, we lost the Avoda, and we lost the menorah, and we lost all these things. So therefore, that's what why the Gzer is. I mean, the same idea. We had something, we didn't appreciate it, so Kadosh Baruch Hu gave it to the Goyim. The Beis HaMikdash was taken over by the Greeks. So the Nitzachon of Hanukkah is after we learn our lesson that we had something and we didn't properly get it back. So when we get it back now, we have a greater Hislavus. We have a greater tshuka for it. Just like Yaakov Avinu, Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir. When he had something, he didn't totally chak. He didn't have it for some time. He was in base Lavan. Now he comes back and gets it? Wow! Vayichan with a brand, with a greater Hislavus. That's why I would like to suggest when we do Hanukkah, we do it Dafka Mehadrin. Because Lahavdil. This is like, I don't want to use the phrase, the second coming. This is Lahavdil. You know what I mean. We're getting it back now, the second time. We had it, we lost it, we didn't appreciate it. Now we're getting it back. So we get it back with a lust and a tshuka, vayichan es ha'ir. And now it's going to be even greater. So now when we observe it, we do it mahadrin, and mahadrin min mahadrin, and with all the hidurim, because we want to show that originally we were misrashal b'avoda, because we had it. It was, you know, mitzvah noshim elumada. It was regular life. We didn't understand how important it was. Then we lost it. Now we finally got it back. Now we first appreciate it. And that's the yisod of Yichan Es Pnei Ha'ir. And that's the idea. That we should understand the brachas of what we have in life. Truly appreciate them. And if Chas V'Sholom, for some time we're lacking something that we once had, we should learn to appreciate it and hopefully to get it back. But sometimes, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that we don't totally appreciate it, so he takes, that's, Shem Yishmuel says, that's what Golus is. That's what Golus is. It's not a stama punishment. It's you didn't totally appreciate it, so I have to take it away. So then you'll appreciate it, and then you'll come back with a great, and that's exactly what Chanukah is. So Chanukah and Vayichan is Pnei Ha'ir, Ahainu Hach. That's the idea. And then we come back with a greater Hislavus. And this is something we should always think about in our lives. Are we totally things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Are we appreciating it properly? Are we thinking about it properly? Do we understand how lucky we are to have this or to have that or to have the other thing? And that's the Yisod of Vayichan es Pnei Ha'ir.